CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Bassler, the International Space Station. What now, given the conflict zone in Ukraine and the harsh words both sides, Russia and the European Union and NATO and the United States, the ISS, is the question. David Livingston, Dr. Space, is my colleague and co-host and co-pilot at Hotel Mars, Episode N, and we welcome Anatoly Zak. He keeps the Russian Space Web, a subscription site I recommend following Roscosmos' adventures. Right now, the adventures are unknown. I read from Anatoly's most recent report. Roscosmos ordered its specialists to review possible options for Russia's exit from the ISS project. The industry submitted four options to the leadership at the end of March, sources seen by RussianSpaceWeb.com indicate. Anatoly, you are Russian Space Web. At the end of March, we're now the first week into April. The crisis continues. What do we know about the presentations, and what is the decision, or who are the decision makers? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. So essentially what we have right now is that head of the Russian Space Agency, Roscosmos, Dmitry Rogozin, demanded that his partners in the ISS project essentially remove sanctions from the Roscosmos entities, which were under sanctions actually for a while before the whole event in Ukraine was going on. So he put some kind of ultimatum to demanding essentially removing, lifting those sanctions by the end of March, which of course didn't happen. And it's actually, you know, sending those letters to the agency heads is not really a right address, because of course it's the governments of the respective countries which is set up those sanctions, not really space agencies. But anyway, of course, this deadline which Rogozin set up came and went, and of course sanctions remain in place. And at the beginning of the month, he said that, well, the sanctions remain, we don't like it, we're unhappy about them, but he indicated that the cooperation for now will continue. However, behind the scene, he in fact gave directions to his industry to evaluate an option where essentially Russia would exit the ISS immediately. In fact, as quickly, there were several scenarios considered. One of them is essentially to exit it immediately, right away. And this is, of course, a kind of scenario against which many of the industry leaders are pushed against, because they're very, you know, afraid that it will hurt Russian space program, first of all, because, of course, exiting the ISS will mean that Russian cosmonauts will have no destination in space to go to, and it essentially means the end of human space flight in Russia as we know it. So there is a debate going on. We now expect, you know, given the history of the Russian space program, the way it works, we know that April 12th is the Cosmonautics Day. It's a kind of celebration of Gagarin's first flight in April 1961. So that's when usually Russian government and Putin in particular likes to make announcements about this. So it appears to be that that's the kind of the date which they will be shooting for to make a decision, either they stay or whether they will actually exit the project. So there are, again, there is a push amongst kind of like a hardliners, which Rogozin is the main one who is pushing to exit the project right away. But of course, again, there are many more cautious and, let's say, sane people who advise against that.
David, you have a question.
Anatoly, one always wonders how realistic some of these decision makers and policy makers are. So when you say if they leave the space station, it's the end of human spaceflight in Russia as we know it, do their leaders say that? Does Rogozin say that? Or do they think that there's a future for human spaceflight in Russia?
Well, Rogozin certainly, he's not saying this, of course, because that's not, he's trying to kind of portray himself as a hardliner and in a tough position and so on. So So he's not saying it, but he certainly understands that. And all the reports which he received, all the, you know, he ordered the industry to do studies and consider those questions and evaluate different options. And I can assure you that he will, it will be very clearly communicated to him that if Russia, Roscosmos takes that step, it will be very severe consequences for Russia as well. So it's, but again, the political situation is such that both sides are taking steps where it's painful for them as well when they take them. But nevertheless, we saw several examples in the past few weeks where, you know, there were very painful decisions had been made. And nevertheless, you know, everybody understood that both sides will suffer. But nevertheless, those decisions have been made. For example, with the ExoMars program, with OneWeb. So the ISS is now facing the same dilemma pretty much.
Anatoly, April 12th is the decision date. That's the anniversary of Gagarin's flight. The exit from ISS, my understanding is Vesta, the module that's been troubled recently, is critical. You must maintain Vesta for the ISS systems to work. Is that correct? And what does that mean with the Russians gone? Is Vesta then to be occupied? What is the thinking? We have a couple of minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't have exact scenario. Again, they consider what to do with the Russian part of the station if they abandon. They not necessarily, if they withdraw their cosmonauts, they not necessarily separate the segment. But it's also an option that they will either mothball their hardware, they just close the hatch and leave it in place as is, or they actually physically separate this part. And of course, if they do it immediately, there is no way to save either part of the station. Maybe NASA will try to do some kind of crash program to quickly set up the station that is can operate. But right now, this Vesta service module, which is on the Russian part of the station, is absolutely needed for propulsion and the attitude control and maintaining the orbit of the station, because without it, it will start losing altitude really quickly.
David?
Do you think when all of this sort of subsides, and I suspect at some point the Ukrainian invasion will subside, slowly we'll go back to routine with Russian space, or are these permanent systematic changes that are happening?
I think in the long run, it will be permanent. At this point, unless there is a, you know, drastic political changes in Russia, which also not, again, knowing Russian history, you cannot completely preclude this. For now, it seems to be where kind of strategically two space programs are kind of on a kind of divorce scenario right now, and they're going away from each other at this point. They more separating than coming together. So that's with or without Ukraine.
When you say or immediately, my understanding was Rogozin had spoken of 2024. That decision now is being reviewed. Is that correct? I just want to clarify here. We have less than a minute.
So,
go ahead.
So the Russian ISS segment is certified to fly until 2024. So question now is will they leave earlier than that? Like for example this year. So based on this decision, the kind of fate of the ISS is hands in the balance. If they decide to proceed until 2024 or even 2030, we're kind of out of the woods for another, you know, 7 years, 7 or 8 years. But if they make this drastic decision now, then we have a problem this year.
And April 12th is the date we should watch for an announcement about the future of Roscosmos' manned space program. Anatoly Zak, he keeps the Russian space web. The excellent place to check on April 12th is a subscription site. Many details about the world's most famous and successful manned space program to celebrate Yuri Gagarin's flight. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. I'm John Batchelor.